Or do we maybe call Oysa Kedusha and Maisa Chaimish? No, since the Maisa still has force, it's a continuation of the first Kedusha's Hashem. So therefore, since you applied it once with the Chaimish, you don't have to be Maisa the second time. And the Tim Sam, if you want to tell me, in Tim Tzalema, Hodin Guf, Acha, Kiva, Nabiyasa Kedusha Koyim, Maisa Chaimish, even though what this time is another Guf. But since the Maisa is still the same Kedusha's Hashem that you have in the first carbon, therefore, Siddur the Hegdishani, and you don't have to be Maisa the Chaimish, if so, Ella, what's going to be in the Schap of the Yacha where you lost the middle one, and you had a Kapor with something else with a different carbon? Then you find the Zelian, then you find it becomes the carbon oil, Lamal, here's the Gishayla. The Maisa of Chaimish, Bereisa Guf, Bereisa Kedusha. When do you have the Maisa of Chaimish, the same Guf, the same Kedusha? Avlo here, where it's Kedusha Cheret, it's a different Kedusha, now it came with the carbon oil. And this one, you weren't Maisa of Chaimish yet. So maybe late, maybe it's not called like you're Maisa of Chaimish already. This like a Hegdish Rish, and now you have the Maisa of Chaimish. Or do you maybe know, Kivan, the Yaisa Guf, who? Since the Maisa, this is still called Hamshacha, the first one, maybe it's still called like a Hegdish Sheni, it's not called like a Hegdish Rishon. Maybe you won't have to be Maisa B'Chaimish, that's why Taika is still blind to Shaila. If this is considered a Hegdish Sheni, that you'd be Potter from the Maisa B'Chaimish when you played with the Balmum? Or maybe no, maybe since it's changed over into a new Kedusha now, it's called like a Hegdish Rishon, and the Wif becomes a Balmum, and you want to be part of it, you would have to be Maisa V'Chaimish. Shenech Barmi, that's your suffix. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Yudam and Aleph on top, with four lines down. Boy, you Rami V'Chomer. Rami V'Chomer has to shout like this. Maktish Maisa V'Chaimish, Oy Mechaper Maisa V'Chaimish. That's what we say, Allah, if you have a korban, when it becomes a balmum, so if the owner is paid for it now, he has to add an extra fifth to pay the hegdish the money. So Shavuot, let's say Reuven was makdish the behema, for Shimon's sake, that Shimon should have a kapara. So which one of them now has a locker when he's paid for it, he has to be Maisa V'Chaimish. So Omar Rava says, Omar Kwa, the Pasuk says, V'yim ha-makdish yigurel es beisoy. Says clearly the Makdish, the one that made it Hegdish. So the Dik is Makdish v'loy mischaper. That a Reuven that was Makdish to Behema, even though he did it for the purpose that Shimon should have a Kapara, but since Reuven was the one that was Makdish it, he's called the owner of this Korban. So later when it becomes a Balmum, if Reuven goes to redeem it, he'll have to be Moise v'Chaimish, and not if Shimon is part of it. Now, Boi Romi Bachom, here's another shah like this. Boi Romi Bachom. Makdish oise tmura, oi mischaper oise tmura. In a similar case, where Reuven was makdish to korban, for Shimon's sake, that Shimon should have a kapora from it. Let's say Shimon had a chiv to bring a korban oshem. So Reuven was makdish to korban oshem, that Shimon should have a kapora for it. And now the question is, they want to make tmura, who is called the bailam of this korban to make tmura? Could Reuven take his own behemoth chul next to it and say zutachazu? Or maybe only Shimon, who's called the owner, the mechaper, the one that receives the kedusha from it, the kapor from it, Shimon, or the one that was makdish it, Reuven. So my Rava sounds like this. In Cain, like if you're going to tell me that the makdish is called the owner, he can make tmur on it. In Cain, you could find then mitzino tzibur, a korban tzibur like, or a tzibur that's using the korban, or else for shutfim, that isim tmura. Even though they're receiving the kapara from the korban, the shut from the tzibur, still they should be able to make tmura on this korban. Could go well be the case. The savya shliach liakdusha, let's say the shut from the tzibur made a shliach to be makdish to korban. So my who was makdish to korban? Only one person. So if you tell me now the bailim, the one that was makdishit, he's called the bailim, so he should be able to make tmura then. And we know we owe the klal that a korban tzibur, a korban shutfin, has no din tmura. So this should be a proof, really, that who makes the tmura? The mischaper, the one that receives the kapara. In this case here, since it's shutfin, or tzibur, it's receiving the kapara, therefore there's no tmura on this korban. So that should be one proof. For yoyt, secondly, the Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Huna. Tony will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Korbonoi LaHashem, Al Nizroi, the Nozer should bring a korban for himself. Melvad, excluding a shetasek yod, the mashma can't afford it.
then mashmi he brings a different korban. So the question is, v'chi nozer nidin behesek yad? Like, is nozer have halacha whether he can't afford it to bring another korban? There's no din hesek yad by nozer. There's one korban a nozer has to bring. There's no korban elu b'yerid. So a ketzad, what does the pasuk mean to say the din of hesek yad by a nozer? A ketzad. So more sounds like this. Korban el Hashem means al nizroi shehifris mishaloi. That if a nozer sets aside a korban for himself, very good. He's yoytz, he's mechapa with that korban. Then the pasuk says novada shetasik yodai means shehifris shaloi achirim. That somebody else was mafresh a korban for the nozer. So Gemara says, like, what's the chiddush here that somebody else could be mafresh the korban for the nozer? What's the chiddush? You like, if you want to tell Malini Kaparon, stam poshet geret, that the nozer does not have to bring his own korban, somebody else could bring it for him. So Gemara asks right now, pshita, like, of course, why not? Pshita de mechapale, why not? Like, why can't Reuven bring a korban for the nozer? Why not? You don't need a pasuk for that. Ever since the pasuk says a special chiddush that if somebody else is makdish the korban still is good, it must mean a lenient tamura. That the parasha of tamura teaches what? That pochikom. This is what the pasuk means to teach us. That af kishe frishele achirim, even though somebody else was makdish this korban for you, you know the lachar is oisa tamura. That you, the one that receives kapora from it, you can make tamura. You call the bialim of the korban. If so, Shramin, here it should be a good proof that Bosa Mischapar Azlinan, so we go Bosa the Mischapar, the one that receives Kapora, he's called the owner of the Korban again to the din of Tamura. He's the one that can make Tamura and not the original Makdish. So where it says, Lo, it could be there's no proof from over here. Hatayu Liinyin Kapora. It could be the Pasuk is only teaching us the Chiddush that somebody else could bring a Korban for the Nazir and the Nazir has a Kapora. Ayudu Kokashvach, he had a question on this. The Kuru Matana the Koyoivle, the person is giving a Matana right now. So why not? Why can't he give a Matana? Smar says, yes, the Chiddush is, Ilav the Reba Rachman. The Torah would just set an extra pasuk over here of Mivada Shatasik Yodoi, that someone else could bring the cover for you. Have him in, I would have thought to say, Gzeros HaKosiv over here is a special Gzeros HaKosiv. The what? Korbona means, Mididei Huda Mechaper, that a Nazir has to bring his own korban. From his own korban, he has a kapara. But Midiacherim Lo, if somebody else brings a korban for him, maybe the Nazir has no kapara. That's a special pasuk of Korbonoi. It's Kamashim Lanom, Mavan HaShatasig, that somebody else could also bring it. And that's not the dig from the word Korbonoi. So the kids, from this pasuk, there's no proof to say, he got Bosa the Mechaper. So still the Gemara asks, if so, my heavier law, what's the maskana right now? What talk is the maskana? And the Tosis, the Shita speaks out, Alechu Watsumor Shalom, we brought the first Raya. The whoever on the Korban Tziba should be a proof. So he says, no, for that is not clear proof either. Because since the locker is, when the Tziba is makdish it for themselves, there's no din tamura, so that we can understand even if somebody else is also makdish it for the Tziba. The Maisa there, still, there's no din tamura. So it could be there's no proof, even though you go bust of the Makdish, but since when the Makdish it themselves for the Tzib, it's no good, who would then the Shlich also would not be good? So kids, we don't have any clear proof, what's the locker by Tzimura? Do we go after the Makdish, or do we go after the Mischapir? Tzimura says, my heavy law, what comes out, what's the Maskono? Tarshima coming here. Diyom Rabavu, Am Rab Yechanon, Makdish Moisav Chaymish, the one that's Makdish it, he's talking Moisav like he had before. It says Hamakdish, it says Makdish, V'yim Hamakdish Yigoyo. So the one that was Makdish the korban, even though for somebody else, when he redeems it, becomes a Balmum, he has to be Moisav the Chaymish. O Mischapa Roisav Tumura, and the one that receives Kapora from the korban, he's the owner to make Tumura in the Hanami. We can't go boss of the Mischapa. And Teru Mishle Asholacherim, let's say you take off Truma on your Paris for somebody else, the part of somebody else. Even though you're doing it for somebody else's sake, still the locher is Tavis and Nashalai, you have the right to take the money, if somebody will pay you money to give it to them Mishpacha. My time, what's the reason? On the corner, the Pasuk says, as Kol Maisa Tfu Oscha V'Nasata, that as long as it's your Tfu, even though you're giving away to somebody else, you're the Bailam of it, you get the Tavis and Noh. So you say, Nachnami, that's the Chiddush over here, that you would get the Tavis and Noh, the one that was made the Truma, but the Chiddush is by Tmura, we go boss of the Mischapir. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Ein memirin loy evrin biyubrin. You can't take tmura, you can't make tmura le'evrim be'yuvrim. Means an aver of a behemoth chulim, let's say just a leg, you just want this leg to be kodesh, to become tmura be'yuvrim, from a behemoth, from an uber is just the fetus itself. And v'loy uvrin be'evrim. You can't make an uber from a behemoth chulim become tmura, or from an aver from a behemoth kachim. And v'loy uvrin be'evrim b'shlemim. Who then you can't take from a behemoth chulin, just one aver of it, just one limb of it, or else just the uber, just the fetus of it, and you want it to become tmura, or for shlemim, or for korban that's shlemim, that also you can't do. And v'loy shlemim behem, you can't take a behemoth chulin, a shalom, a whole behemoth chulin, and say, zu, this behemoth chulin should be tachas zeh, means tachas the uber of a behemoth kachim, or tachas just one regal of the behemoth kachim, that you cannot do. Rabbi Yossi says, Meimirin Avrim B'Shleimim. You could make tumura on just an aver. If you have just the leg of this behemoth, of your behemoth chulin, you want to say this leg should be kodush, tachas the korban, tachas the shleimim, that you could do. Because once you want the kedusha b'chal upon the leg, automatically it's mispashed over the whole behemoth. So that's like making tumura on the whole behemoth. But the opposite way, no, even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Avaloi Shleimim B'hen. But you can't take a behemoth chulin of the whole behemoth and say you want this whole behemoth to be tachas just the regal of the kachim. That you cannot do. Just the regal or just the aver of a kachim, that you cannot do. The Omer of Yosef says like this: V'haloi the mukdashim by when you be makdash behemoth, hoy meragla shozu oila kuli oila. Just like you go to a regular behemoth and you say you just want the regal, just the foot of this behemoth to become into a korban oila. So Yosef Shita is that the spashat of the whole behemoth, it has lach of a korban oila. Is that the same thing? Kishiyema ragla shazu tachazu teikula tumura tachter. If you just take the aver of a behemoth chulin, just the leg of it, and you say you want this leg to become tumura tachas the behemoth kachim, so nechnami the kedusha tachas chal upon the leg, and once the kedusha tumura chal upon the leg, it's automatically in the spashat, it spreads over the whole behemoth. So it's considered like the kitzi of being makdish the whole behemoth, therefore the tzmur is chal. But everybody is maskim that just on an aver, on a limb, or just on the uber, if the kedush would only be chal upon that, then it's not chal tzmur. Tzmur says itma. The other Gemara says, itma, not like this. Ba'apada oima, ba'apada says he holds, ein kedush chalo alubrin. In case you have a behemoth, pregnant behemoth, and you only want to be marked as just the uber, just the fetus inside it, so it's not chal. That's Papa de Shita. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kedusha chal alubrin. Yes, if you want to go be marked as a pregnant behemoth, and you only want to be marked as just the uber, you could do that. It's like it could be chal hegdish on the uber alone. So verse is like this. V'yoz de Rabbi Yechanan tamrichan goes according to his own time, to his own Shita. That the Yom Rabbi Yochanan says, Higdish chatis muberes. If a person is makdish, he did a chet, he has to bring a chatis. So he's makdish a pregnant behema to be his chatis. So locher is v'yolda, then later the behema gives birth, and then even if one gets lost, locher is rotza bo mischaper, rotza bovada mischaper. It doesn't make a difference, he has a choice, he could have his kapor from either one of them. And as what's the pshat? That when you first makdish this pregnant behema, it's like you makdish both the behema and the uber itself. Lachrayis is as if to say you use one and the other one is lachrayis of it. Because otherwise, if you can't be makdish uber, then the pshat is you only makdish the behema itself. True, since the behema becomes kodesh, lachrayis the uber of a behema also has kedusha, but not because you makdish it just by itself. And there's a special lachom that a vlad chatis, let's say you're makdish a behemoth to become a chatis, and the lady becomes pregnant and has a kid, the vlad chatis is lemisa ozlas, one of the hey halachis of a chatis. So that's not gemina. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if yod lechatchila you could be makdish the uber, so when you first go to be makdish this pregnant behemoth, it's like you made two kedushas, you made a kedusha on the mother and on the vlad. So therefore this vlad is not called the vlad chatis, but has its own kedusha like. Therefore it's not lemisa ozlas. But according to Ba'poda, in such a case, since you cannot be makdish the uber itself, so when you makdish the pregnant mother, so true, it's chal adin kedusha saguf, adin chatis on the mother, but now the vlad inside also has kedusha.
als Vlad Chattis, but not because you were makdish it by itself against the Kedusha. And that's the machlokes we'll see later on, with the Kedusha's first chal after it's born, or the Kedusha's chal no, even in the mother's stomach. But I call upon him, that's called the Vlad Chattis, that would be Lemis Ozla. That's Reb Yochanan's Chiddush of Kitzi. He says two halachas of Yochanan, that you could be makdish and uber, and also when you makdish them together, both is chal. So Gemara says, we need both halachas of Reb Yochanan. The Yashmina Bach Kamaisa stand that you could be makdish to uber.